ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विल चैंट द मंगलाचरण एंड देन वी स्टार्ट द भागवतम क्लास। यम प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातर आजुहावा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेन्दुस्तं सर्वभूत हृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। यः स्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतिदिदृशतां तमोन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयः पुराण गुह्यं तं व्याससूनमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्राये अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो आई वेलकम ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर today's Bhagavatam class. I have been given 5 shlokas, so I just did a small kirtan. We'll chant this shloka and then we start from the first shloka itself. These are the prayers of Amrish Maharaj to Sudarshan, Sudarshan Chakra.
Fifth? Yes.
Tvam dharmastvamritam satyam त्वं यज्ञो अखिल यज्ञ भोक् त्वं लोकपालः सर्वात्मा त्वं तेजः पौरुषं परम्। ओम अज्ञानतिम्रान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादे पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रील प्रभुपाद विल बी एक्सप्लेनिंग द कंटेंट ऑफ द होल चैप्टर इन इस समरी, सो विल स्टार्ट विद दैट एंड विल लर्न मेनी पॉइंट्स फ्रॉम दिस। आई हैव प्रिपेयर्ड एवरीथिंग द लैपटॉप, सो आई विल रीड फ्रॉम द लैपटॉप ओनली। Yes, so please open in your phones also. The theme of this chapter is Durvasa touching Amrish's feet, which will be seen in the text number 1. Amrish prayers to the chakra, that will start from text number 3 to 11. Amrisha feeding Durvasa, which will be afterwards, and Durvasa praying Amrisha and Amrisha going to the forest. Durvasa touching Amrish's feet. Amrisha's prayers with the chakra. The good thing is maybe the recording is going on at least. Okay, Durvasa touching Amrish's feet. Now it is coming. Don't push around anything. Yeah, change. So Krishna has his style of humor. the sound is going bad in sound man's class. So first point is Durvasa touching Amrish's feet because it offended him. Today will start the prayers of Amrish Maharaj to Chakra. Then Amrish Maharaj will feed Durvasa money. Durvasa will praise Amrish and then Amrish will go to forest. Not immediately after the incident, but that is what will happen afterwards when he's in the old age. So let's read Srila Prabhupada's summary. In this chapter, we find Maharaj Amrish offering prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra, and we find how the Sudarshan Chakra became merciful to Durvasa Muni. Nothing to explain in this. By the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, Durvasa Muni immediately went to Maharaj Amrish and fell at his lotus feet. Maharaj Amrish, being naturally very humble and meek, felt shy and ashamed because Durvasa Muni had fallen at his feet. And thus he began to offer prayers to the Sudarshan Chakra just to save Durvasa. We can all speak something on this point, but just imagine if some senior devotee has offended a junior devotee, and actually that senior devotee comes and falls at his feet or even asks forgiveness. Normally a junior devotee will feel, oh see, how glorious I am. But he feels embarrassed. We will look at the shloka also. He not only feels embarrassed, he feels aggrieved. He feels very painful. He is very, very embarrassed. Why Durvasa Muni is paying obeisances to me? That we will see in the shloka. It's a very interesting quality of a humble devotee. It's difficult to be humble also. We'll see that. Okay. What is this Sudarshan Chakra? This is something very interesting. Very interesting. We'll see it in this shloka. The word is Paurusham Tejam. It is being mentioned that the Sudarshan Chakra is maintaining the whole universe. It is a cause of the whole universe. And for many times, before preparing this class, I could not understand how Sudarshan is maintaining the whole universe, how Sudarshan is the cause of the universe. That doesn't seem like logic, at least logical to me. So then it all will be resolved in the commentaries as we will discuss. So the idea is very simple. We know that the Lord Mahavishnu glances at this material energy and then everything is activated. So that glance is Sudarshan. Sudarshan, Shobhanam Darshanam. That's how Srila Sridhara Swami explains. The merciful, auspicious glance of Krishna on this material world. Otherwise the material world is inauspicious. We'll try to talk about it further also. That is Sudarshan. So the personification of that glance, that Paurusham Tejam, is Sudarshan. And that has been supported by the Acharyas, that Krishna says that Yadayad Vibhuti Mat Sattvam also. And one more shloka, that if you see the Tej of Surya, of Moon, it is all coming from my effulgence. So that effulgence, the Tej is Sudarshan. That's why Sudarshan is being praised. You are the cause of the whole universe. You are maintaining the whole universe like that. Very, very something mystery which became revealed to me yesterday itself. Before we give the class, Krishna give the class to us, at least to me, I can understand in the heart. He tells me so many points to speak. So now you will be able to understand why Sudarshan is being glorified with the prayers which are offered to Krishna. Many of them are like Yajna book, which is, will come here. Okay. So what is this Sudarshan Chakra? The Sudarshan Chakra is the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by which He created the entire material world. I think that should be clear now. If you have the text in front of you, it will be easier. Okay. Where we are. Sa ekshataha sa asrajataha. This is a Shruti mantra. Ekshataha means He saw. Krishna saw. And sa asrajataha means He created. Simply by the glance of Mahavishnu He created. So that glance or that tej is Sudarshan. Yes. This is the Vedic version. The Sudarshan Chakra, which is the origin of creation and is most dear to the Lord, has thousands of spokes. Okay, can the mic be given to some of the devotees and who understood how Sudarshan is the origin of creation? Before we go further, otherwise I will keep on speaking and it will be disheartening if nobody understands. Just in one line, have you understood how Sudarshan is the origin of creation? Mic is here. Nobody understood? I am not teaching properly. Again I will repeat. The origin of creation is the glance of Mahavishnu. The origin of creation is glance of Mahavishnu. Am I able to communicate myself? And that glance is the origin of the creation. So that glance is Sudarshan. So Sudarshan is the origin of creation. Is that clear? Okay. The Sudarshan Chakra, which is the origin of creation and is most dear to the Lord, has thousands of spokes. Beautiful comments on this as we come on this. This Sudarshan Chakra is the killer of the prowess of all other weapons, the killer of darkness and the manifester of the prowess of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada is summarizing all the prayers which will be spoken to Sudarshan by Amrish Maharaj. It is a means of establishing religious principles and it is a killer of all religious activities, of all irreligious activities. Without his mercy, the universe cannot be maintained, and therefore the Sudarshan Chakra is employed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Maharaj Amrish thus prayed that the Sudarshan Chakra be merciful, the Sudarshan Chakra, being appeased, refrained from killing Durvasa Muni, who thus achieved the Sudarshan Chakra's mercy. Durvasa Muni thus learned to give up the nasty idea of considering a Vaishnav an ordinary person. If Durvasa had to learn, then we also have to learn, but not by the hard way, the way Durvasa had to learn. This is very important. He was considering Amrish Maharaj as a normal Kshatriya, and from there the root of offense arises. This is very important. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports that when he has brought his disciples here, the people here were not so favorable. Some of them were, some of them were not. And this is wrong, because Vaishnav should not be considered American Vaishnav, Indian Vaishnav, or Bengali Vaishnav, or like that. He should always be considered Vaishnav. Just like a son is always son, it's not Bengali son or American son or Indian son, like this. So this kind of consideration is not good. This is the main cause of offending a devotee, because we don't understand how dear that person is to Supreme Lord. Maharaj Amrish belonged to the Kshatriya group, and therefore Durvasa Muni considered him lower than the Brahmanas and wanted to exercise Brahmanical power against him. I can speak on this, but we have time, we have less time, so these things have been discussed. By this incident, everyone should learn how to stop mischievous ideas of neglecting Vaishnavas. If we neglect a devotee, we are mischievous. Hindi mein kehte hain shaitan, naughty. But we are not simply treated like a naughty child, or maybe we are treated like a naughty child and given slaps by Krishna. It's very simple. The five potent forms of devotional service can very easily give us bhav, bhav bhakti, even if we don't have faith. Sraddha durestu panchake. Even if we don't have faith, but sadhyam bhava janmane. If we are sadhya, if we are not offensive, it can give us bhav. It not it, they, five of them. Now if you don't have bhav, I don't have bhav, then it means so many offenses. Because it is the karika or the statement of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sadhyam bhava janmane. So somewhere something we are doing mischievous by neglecting devotees. After this incident, Maharaj Amrish gave Durvasa Muni sumptuous food to eat, and then the king, who had been standing in the same place for 1 year without eating anything, also took prasad. Maharaj Amrish later divided his property among his sons and went to the bank of Manas Sarovar to execute devotional service. Now let us start with the first shloka. This I am not clearly explaining many things on these points, because they will be considered by future speakers. I will just stick to my shlokas. Shri Shuka Vacha, please chant after me if you have the shloka. Evam Bhagavata Dishto Durvasas Chakrata Pitaha Ambrisham Upavritya Tatpado Dukhito Grahi. Shukadeva Goswami said, when thus advised by Lord Vishnu, Durvasa Muni, who was very much harassed by the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately approached Maharaj Amrish. Being very much aggrieved, the Muni fell down and clasped the king's lotus feet. So, first is, even a great Muni had to be advised by Lord Vishnu in terms of Vaishnava etiquette. First point. So now, because Lord Vishnu had instructed Durvasa Muni, that's why to mitigate his distress is now coming and falling at the feet of Amrish Maharaj. And the word in this shloka is Dukhita, because he was aggrieved. Now somebody can say why he was aggrieved, then the word is Chakratapitaha. That means he was being heated, or he was being burned alive by Sudarshan Chakra. Now something which we have to note in this shloka is very interesting. Amrish Maharaj has not eaten for one full year. And it has not been mentioned here that he has been aggrieved by hunger. Durvasa Muni was being burned by hunger from inside and from heat from outside, by force. Are you making the distinction? By force, he could not eat for 1 year. He was running around. And by force, Sudarshan Chakra was behind him. So that's why his austerity was, austerity was forced upon him, although he is accustomed to austerity. And he was aggrieved by that. But Amrish Maharaj did not eat for 1 year. How do we feel when it becomes 9-5? All of us are very much aggrieved. So, for 5 minutes we cannot tolerate. Just imagine what kind of Vaishnava is. See, it's not that I am sitting on Vyasasana and I have all those qualities, but we can definitely glorify the quality for Vaishnava who has those qualities. Amazing! 1 year, no eating. And it was not that it was his offense. Offense was Durvasa Muni. But he is thinking, I have offended Durvasa Muni. Just like you remember Bhrigu Muni, when he offended Lord Vishnu, so when Lord Vishnu did not react, he did not become angry, that was his quality of mode of goodness. But when Lord Vishnu was thinking that I am the offender, that is his transcendental quality. So that same transcendental quality of Vishnu is actually permeating or being manifested by Amrish Maharaj. That I am the offender. Suppose if I beat somebody, I don't beat, but I just, suppose I beat somebody and then he claps my feet and says, no, yeah, then I am the offender, isn't it? And if he claps my feet, I say, Prabhuji, please forgive me. Then I say, what is the point? I offended you like this. So this is how Amrish Maharaj is thinking. Inconceivable. We cannot think like this. In conditioned stage, we just cannot think like this. Inconceivable. So very contrastive qualities we are seeing. Amrish Maharaj not aggrieved for all the offenses of Durvasa Muni and also by the pain of hunger for 1 year. And Durvasa Muni is also aggrieved by hunger also, and aggrieved especially by Chakratapitaha. So you can see the exalted quality of a Vaishnava and of a Muni or a Tapasvi. It's very amazingly mentioned here. It's mentioned there in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vaishala Rupa Goswami in Bhaktir Samyas Chandu, Shubdha. Shubdha means a devotee who renders devotional service, he loves every living entity, and every living entity loves him. So this quality we are seeing in Amrish Maharaj, that he is even loving a person who actually tried to kill him. And we see it in Haridas Thakur, we see in Jesus Christ, everybody who is actually a pure devotee. Can we see in us? So still we have to be, I have to get purified. It's very important. See, even if nobody beats me, if he beats my friend or my brother or my somebody who is known to me, still I cannot forgive that person. Okay, this is my comments on this. Prabhupada has not given any purport on it, but these are some of the comments of the previous acharyas which I have mentioned to you. Syasot, where is the shloka? Tasya sodyam sodyama viksha padasparsha vilajjitaha Astavita tadharer astram kripaya pidito bhisham. When Durvasa Muni touched his lotus feet, Amrish Maharaj's lotus feet, Maharaj Amrish was very much ashamed. And when he saw Durvasa attempting to offer prayers, because of mercy, he was aggrieved even more. Thus he immediately began offering prayers to the great weapon of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very beautiful point. The word is Brisham. Brisham means very much aggrieved. Now this very much aggrieved is referring to Amrish Maharaj. Why he is aggrieved? Note the points. Amazing point. He says he was very much ashamed because Durvasa Muni is attempting to offer prayers to him. He has not yet offered prayers right now. He is attempting to offer prayers. And he became further aggrieved. Amrish became further aggrieved seeing the pitiable condition of Durvasa Muni. He is not considering his bad situation or his hunger, he's hungry, he has been given trouble by Durvasa Muni, he is not considering it at all. The mercy within the heart of that devotee, he is feeling the pain of Durvasa Muni more than any kind of pain which he himself feels. It is amazing. It's not an easy quality. Par dukha dukhi. Just like if I have pain in my leg, I want to do everything to dissipate that pain or do away with that pain. That is the meaning of par dukha dukhi. I will repeat again. Just like in our body, if there is some disease, we want to get rid of it at any cost. So par dukha dukhi means devotee on his own is not happy, is not unhappy for any circumstances. He is always happy because he is serving Krishna. But he can't see the misery of others. We may take it very simply, very cheaply also. But it is very difficult quality. One devotee, his name is Hanuman Prasad Poddarji. He was a friend of Srila Prabhupada. So about him I heard that one time in his home, there was Lauki Sabji. What do you say? Bottle guard in his English. Lauki Sabji. Sometimes the Lauki is bitter. So he was naturally a senior devotee. He was given first. So he took the Lauki Sabji and he said, "No, give me more. It is very nice." And he took almost the whole thing. Later on, somebody took a portion of it and said, "It is so bitter, we cannot even eat." So yes, because others would have been inconvenienced, so I took the whole thing. And that other devotees can take the best thing. Again, I cannot do that, but I can appreciate the quality. That par dukha dukhi. And if we get the such a Lauki, I may say by Lauki, bitter Lauki means anything which is bitter to us. We want, definitely first thing which we want is, it should not happen to me. And second question is, why it is happening to me? I am such a nice devotee, not offensive to anybody. Trinadapi sunichena. But then Krishna also wants to test Tarorapi Sahishrana. So that's why he will send some misery to us and then see how much we have actually practiced that. This is amazing quality, very amazing quality. The sutra has been given by Kapil Dev also. Why a devotee is tolerant? Because naturally his mind is filled with the happiness of devotional service. Simple. We want respect, we want anything in this world because we have a hunger for it. We have a lacking in our heart. But if the heart is filled with the bliss of Krishna consciousness, then naturally we don't want anything. Just like 9:05 everybody is aggrieved and 9:30 nobody is aggrieved. You understand my point? When devotee takes prasadam, after that, Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma, I have no further desires. I am now fully satisfied. You have seen fighting at the entrance of prasadam hall. Have we ever seen fighting at the exit of prasadam hall? Never. We are satisfied. So that is our problem. We are hungry for fame, for respect and all those things because right now we are not fully satisfied with devotional service. So to the degree we are satisfied with devotional service, to that degree we don't want any of those things. So we have discussed those points. So what was aggrieving, what was the cause of pain in the heart of Ambarish Maharaj? Seeing Durvasa Muni falling at his feet. And actually, if actually somebody has offended us and actually he falls at our feet, how much we will be pleased, isn't it? You have understood my glories. You have understood. And it would have not been sufficient just to say sorry by words or by text message. If this is the right way, you have understood how to deal with the Vaishnava. That's how our mind will say, isn't it? One point which I would like to mention, which I don't want to miss, Mahaprabhu says that if you have a thorn in the feet, you can't take it out from your shoulder. I'll repeat this point regarding Vaishnava offense. If I have a thorn in my feet, I cannot take it out from my shoulder. That this example is very clear. Now why it is mentioned? Because all the devotees of Lord Krishna are situated at the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why Shastra says like this. So if I offend a Vaishnav, that means I am putting thorn purposefully at the lotus feet of Krishna. So you cannot say, and I massage the shoulder of Krishna and that thorn will be taken away. And we know that in our experience, if we have a thorn in our feet, we can't think of anything except the thorn. And that's what Lord Vishnu was saying. You have offended my devotee. How can I be favorable towards you? It's a very important point. Even we see in the case of Mata Sachi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will not give her love of God. And we must understand love of God is given by Mahaprabhu. So he will hold back. It doesn't mean that he cannot give, but he will hold back because she has offended Advaita Acharya. Although it was only for the sake of teaching other devotees. Heavy points. Very important point. We cannot take out the thorn which is in our feet from trying to remove it from the shoulder. That means we have to approach the same Vaishnava whom we have offended. And sometimes we might not even have offended knowingly. Unknowingly we make offense. It happens so much. Then what is the difficulty in asking forgiveness? It is my experience. I offended one devotee. It was not my intention to offend that devotee. But I was busy in my office and that devotee got offended by my words. So later on, a senior devotee chastised me and it was R. Pancha Gaudam Prabhu. I'm thankful to him because he saved me. It is very important. We are like children. We are like your children. You should chastise us whenever we go wrong. And I immediately realized I made a mistake. And when I approached to that devotee and asked forgiveness, my heart was melting like anything. Anger and pride, especially pride, doesn't come before fall down. It is the fall down. It's very simple. And actually, if you ask, please forgive me, I did not want to say like this. Or even if I have said, I have offended you, please forgive me. It's so simple. Actually, we become blissful, become happy. All the negativity goes away. And then devotee also says, no, it's not an offense. It's okay. Like that. It is actually easy afterwards. Asking forgiveness is difficult, but afterwards is very easy, isn't it? You get nice prasadam like Durvasa Muni, you get freed from the tap of chakra, everything goes away. The only difficult part is maybe we have to run around the whole universe to make that small a gesture of asking forgiveness. I am a senior devotee, I am this and that, how can I ask for that? Okay. Now text number third. From here, text number 3 to 11, Amrish's prayer are there to Sudarshan Chakra. Before we go further, it also reminds of Haridas Thakur, who was being beaten in 22 marketplaces by the Muslims, and then also Sudarshan Chakra had come, because Sudarshan Chakra is always protecting the devotees, very eager. And then also he prayed, no, please don't kill them. They don't know what they are doing. Okay. So, look into your phones. Amrisha Vacha Tvam Agnir Bhagavan Suryas Tvam Somo Jyoti Shampatihi Tvam Apas Tvam Shitir Vyoma Vayur Matrindriyani Cha. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Maharaj Amrish said, O Sudarshan Chakra, you are fire, you are the most powerful sun, and you are the moon, the master of all luminaries. You are water, earth and sky, you are the air, you are the five sense objects, sound, touch, forms, taste and smell, and you are the senses also. Now, somebody can raise an objection, I cannot say Sudarshan Chakra in the sun, I cannot see Sudarshan Chakra in moon. So why is it Atishokti? Atishokti means exaggeration, exaggerative prayers. It's not like that. Srila Vanshidhaji says that, he quotes Bhagavad Gita 15.12, Lord Krishna says, Yada aditya gatam tejo jagat bhasayate khilam, yat chandramas yat agnav tat tejo vidhi mamakam. That by the sun and moon, they are giving light to the whole universe. So you must understand, or you must know, that tej is my tej, Krishna's tej. Now, again I'll ask a question. In the beginning of class we mentioned, what is the personified of Lord Krishna's tej? Sudarshan. We are talking about him only. Him, not it. Everything is him, he, she. In Vedic context, it's not it. So, it is him, Sudarshan, who is the personification of the tej or glance of Lord Krishna. That is being mentioned here. So, I may not be able to see Sudarshan, But it is the Tej of Sudarshan which is being manifested through sun, through moon. That is being referred also by Lord Krishna. What is the word is? Tat Tejo Vidhi Mamakam. That Teja is my Teja. All their Teja is coming from my Teja, which is Sudarshan, which we learn from here. Am I getting too technical or is it understandable? I hope. Oh, I hope so. Okay. So now in Bal Prabodhini, it is mentioned very nicely, said, you will see the qualities of Sudarshan Chakra has been explained that is all pervading. But also his specific qualities will be mentioned. Just like Lord Krishna is all pervading, but his specific vibhutis are also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Just like I am the burning capacity in fire, I am the illumination of the sun and like that. And also he says, yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam evava tattat devava gacchattam mama tejomsha sambhavam. Wherever you see some splendorous creation, you understand that is coming from my teja. Teja means my supreme prowess. And actually only an ansha of the teja of Krishna. That means only a spark of teja of Krishna. So that is what is mentioned here. You will see in the prayers that Sudarshan is being glorified as all-pervading, everywhere. So all-pervading means his effect is everywhere. So now in this shloka we have read that he is also our senses. That means the power of senses is coming from Sudarshan. That is the whole point that has to be understood. Anything which we are seeing in this world, the power is coming from Sudarshan. And that is why he is being prayed by Amrish Maharaj. Now text number 4. Maybe I should go a little slow. A little fast or is understandable? If you have the text, you can understand. Sudarshana namastubhyam sahasrar achyuta priya sarvastra ghatina vipraya swasti bhuya idaspate. O most favorite of Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have thousands of spokes. O master of the material world, destroyer of all weapons, original vision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly give shelter and be auspicious to this Brahmana. Beautiful comments. The word is, you can see in the text, first line is Sudarshana Namastubhyam. So Amrish Maharaj is thinking that I am a king. I am a king of the whole world. But I cannot do any favor to you, Sudarshan ji. Now normally a Kshatriya will appease a person by Sam, Dam, Dand and Bhed. Dand there is no option. You cannot punish Sudarshan. And the prowess is unlimited. And you cannot also appease Sudarshan by Sam, Dam and Bhed. You understand Sam, Dam and Bhed? These are the four. Sam means peaceful entreaty, so to speak. Dam means giving them some Lakshmi, money. And Bhed means by some, how to say, some duplicitous things. I do not know so much politics, being a Brahmachari. I have just heard about this thing. So now, he is a Kshatriya who is ruling the whole world. So he said, I cannot do any favor to you, O Sudarshan. I can only pay obeisances to you, to appease you. That has been explained so many times in the Shastra. A devotee says, I cannot understand Krishna, or Krishna, I cannot understand you, I can simply pay obeisances to you. Maharani Kunti also says like that. Mata Kunti, sorry. So very nice words, so very nice comment. That I don't know, I cannot do anything. I am simply paying obeisances to you. Please be pacified. Like this. Now, very nice word. Achyuta Priya. Beautiful word. Achyuta Priya means you are dear to Lord Achyuta. So, because you are dear to Achyuta, you should fulfill the desire of the devotee of Achyuta who is Amrish Maharaj. Beautiful answer, a beautiful comments. He is referring to Sudarshan as Achyuta Priya because he is a devotee of Achyuta, Krishna. So, Sudarshan should fulfill the wish of Amrish Maharaj. And what was the wish of Amrish Maharaj?
Vipraya swasti bhuya. Again, this brahmana, swasti means you become hale and hearty. That is my desire. Now we must understand, the meaning of the word achyuta means the Lord who never fails to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Another meaning is the Lord who never fails to show mercy to his devotees. So saying achyuta priya means just like the Lord, your Lord, Lord of Sudarshan, is always merciful to his devotees, is never fails to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Similarly, you should also, O Sudarshan, should fulfill my desire, and my desire is that vipraya swasti bhuyah. Bhuya means again this brahmana should become happy. He's not happy, and seeing him, I'm not happy. So to make me happy, you please make this brahmana happy. That's how the mood is. Beautiful comments. Now, Sudarshan says, no, I am not capable. If somebody raises objection, or even Sudarshan himself says, no, I am not capable, then he says, sarvastra ghatina. You are capable of destroying all the weapons. No weapon can stand before you. Very nice story from Mahabharata. When the fighting was going on, Ashwatthama released Narayanastra. And Narayanastra again, Sudarshan, nobody can counteract. So the only way to counteract was pay obeisances to him. If you pay obeisances to Narayan Astra, then it will not give you trouble. So Bhima was not doing that. Everybody, Lord Krishna says, this is Narayan Astra, you please pay obeisances, it will not give you any trouble. Everybody dropped their weapons and they paid obeisances. And Bhima was saying, no, I will not pay obeisances. Then Krishna came and then forced, pay obeisances, forcefully. And then he was saved. Otherwise, the whole Narayan Astra was now targeting to Bhima. Sometimes if we can't bow down, then Krishna has to push us down like that. It would be better if you can hear Krishna's advice sometimes. So don't fight with Narayan Astra. So he says, sarvastra ghatinah, you are destroyer of all the astras. That means you are fully, infinitely capable. So then please make this brahmana also free from the misery which he is suffering. And the reason for that capability is shown by the word sahasrara. That means you have thousands of spokes. Basically, he's saying you're great, you're magnanimous. Not magnanimous, you're very powerful. And sarvapalakah, that means you are the maintainer of everyone. That will be also seen by the word idaspate. Srila Prabhupada translates as master of the material world. That we have understood. Sudarshan is creating and Sudarshan is also maintaining. How is maintaining? The sun is maintaining us. The moon is maintaining us, and all the senses are being maintained by the prowess of Sudarshan. So you are maintaining everybody, so why don't you maintain this brahmana also? That is the point which is mentioned. You are idaspate, you are the maintainer of the whole world. So why not this poor brahmana? That is the point. One more comment which he says that you curb the demons, but you don't curb the sadhus. See, he may be seen as an offender by Sudarshan, but Amrish Maharaj is simply seeing Durvasa Muni as sadhus. Just you remember Srila Prabhupada's father, he will invite sadhus who will even smoke bidis every day, three to four sadhus, and feed them prasad. So he was so generous, he was so magnanimous, that simply in a sadhu's dress, they will say, oh, he will see he is a sadhu. So now Durvasa Muni was a sadhu, but he made a mistake. So Amrish Maharaj was so, how to say, nindadi shunya. He was not finding any fault in Durvasa Muni. He was only seeing he's a brahmana, he's a sadhu. He should not be aggrieved. So the point is, the word idaspate means that you are the maintainer of the whole world. Please maintain, please make this brahmana also auspicious, in auspicious condition, swasti. He should become very peaceful, he should become hale and hearty. And swasti, we have already mentioned, swasti, the word swasti means when a person is very peaceful, very healthy, his mind is not going to sense gratification, that is called swasti. His mind is on Krishna like that. So let him become peaceful and think of Krishna. Now we come to text number 5. Okay. We have already chanted the shloka. So, tvam dharmas. Please look at the Sanskrit directly and then we'll read the synonyms, because when we read the synonyms, tendency is yes, repeat, and then mind goes somewhere else. Tvam dharmas, that means you are dharma yourself. Tvam ritam satyam. Ritam here means sweet words. That is also, Srila Prabhupada explains like that. Sweet words, encouraging words. Ritam Satyam. The words have to be truthful, but they have to be peaceful, sweet, encouraging. So wherever we see dharma, there is presence of Sudarshan. One interesting point come to my mind. When Mahaprabhu was in a boat crossing one of the rivers, so there was he was very enthusiastic in chanting doing sankirtan, and devotees were having fear because in the river was crocodile, so the boat was like rocking. So now the boat was rocking. On the other side were Muslims, and in the river was dacoits. So say if you do too much sankirtans, then dacoits will know, the Muslims will know, and if not, nobody. If the boat trips over, then the crocodiles will definitely know that some people are here. So then Mahaprabhu says, don't you know, Sudarshan is always protecting the devotees who are chanting Harinam, Sankirtan. So same, again we are seeing that wherever there is Sankirtan Dharma, wherever there is Dharma, there is protection of Sudarshan. We have seen that Amrish Maharaj was rendering Bhagavad Dharma, Bhakti, and he's delegated everything to the competent people to manage the whole show of his kingdom, and he was being protected by Sudarshan. So wherever there is Dharma, there is protection of Sudarshan. We have to understand. Tvam Ritam Satyam, wherever is peaceful, truthful, encouraging words, then also there is the benediction, or you can say there is the favorable presence of Sudarshan. We can see that. Tvam Yajna Akhila Yajna Bhuk. You are personified form of Yajna himself. And Akhila Yajna Bhuk. Bhuk means enjoyer. So he is the enjoyer of all the Yajnas, and he is Yajna himself. That we have understood, that Lord Vishnu is called Yajna and is also the enjoyer of all the Yajnas. Enjoyer means he only can accept all the Yajnas, and he can award the fruit of all the Yajnas to the person who is doing the Yajna. That is the meaning. Tvam Lokapalaha Sarvatma. Tvam Lokapala is very easy. Lokapala means who maintains the whole universe, and Sarvatma means all pervading. Tvam Teja Paurusham Param. That means you are the prowess of the Supreme Lord. Now let us see the synonyms. I hope you can understand. Tvam, please chant. You, Dharmaha, religion. Tvam, you. Ritam, encouraging statements. Sweet words, you remember? Truthful. Satyam, the ultimate truth. Tvam, you. Yajnaha, sacrifice. Akhila, universal. Yajna Bhuk, the enjoyer of the fruits resulting from sacrifice. Tvam, you. Lokapalaha, the maintainer of the various planets. Sarvatma, all pervading. Tvam, you. Tejaha, prowess. Paurusham, of the supreme personality of Godhead. Param, transcendental. So Srila Prabhupada, when he was mentioning in the summary that the glance of Vishnu is Sudarshan, he is referring to this word, Paurusham Tejam. Purushavataras, we know that, Mahavishnu. So Mahavishnu is the first Purushavatara, and his glance on the material world is called Sudarshan. Paurusham Tejam. Translation. O Sudarshan Wheel, you are a religion, you are truth, you are encouraging statements, you are sacrifice, and you are the enjoyer of the fruits of sacrifice. You are the maintainer of the entire universe, and you are the supreme transcendental prowess in the hands of the supreme personality of Godhead. You are the original vision of the Lord. Original vision means when the Lord first glanced at the material world. That is the original vision. And therefore you are known as Sudarshanam. Everything has been created by your activities, and therefore you are all pervading. So now that's very easy to understand. When the Lord first glanced at the inactive state of material nature, by his glance, everything becomes agitated, and then the whole process of creation is initiated. And at every step of creation, the glance of Vishnu is needed, or the involvement of Lord Vishnu is needed, and that's why it's being mentioned that Sudarshan is creating, is the creator, is everything is created by your activities. We will see Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Sudarshan means auspicious vision.
So whose auspicious vision? Lord Mahavishnu. Now it's very interesting. Lord Mahavishnu is the expansion of the expansion of the expansion of Krishna. So if his vision, Mahavishnu's vision, is so powerful that he can create the whole universe, how powerful is Lord Krishna's vision? And that power has been mentioned by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. By his glance, he creates or inspires the desire to serve him, Krishna. He says that. So we are coming here. I don't know how much we can see Krishna, but definitely Krishna can fully see us. X-ray vision. He sees us inside, outside, outside, inside, like this. And main thing is, by his glance, by his merciful glance, he creates the desire in our heart to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant the holy names. That's why every day we should come, especially Mangal Arati, where we can actually peacefully for half an hour at least be before Krishna. One devotee very nicely mentioned, because we have given up our very, very precious, very nice, very lovable morning hour sleep. That's why Krishna reciprocates more in Mangal Arati, because Krishna always sees not only what we have given to him, but what we have given up for him. Isn't it? All the energy of Maya, especially in terms of sleep, comes at the time of at 3:45. She becomes very powerful. That time, all the year round, the season is very nice. Even in the hot time, it is the most cool time. And we want to sleep very nicely. But if we give up and come for to Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates, all of us have experience. Otherwise, see, after the Bhagavatam class, people can have darshan. Why there is no fighting for darshan during the daytime? But sometimes in Mangal Arati, there is a little bit pushing, and I want to see Krishna. Have you ever thought? Because Krishna reciprocates how much we have given up. So anyhow, my point was, by Krishna's glance, the desire to serve him is maintained, is aroused in the heart, and by his smile, he maintains that desire. So we should come before him every day. And also by Lord's glance, we remain healthy also. Physically also, we remain healthy. From Vedic instructions, Saikshataha Sastrajataha, Prabhupada already mentioned this point, we understand that this material world is created by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Saikshataha Sastrajataha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead glance over the Mahatattva, or the total material energy, and when it was agitated, everything came into existence. So I think now it is very clear, the glance of Mahavishnu is Sudarshan, and by that the whole material energy was manifested. Now Srila Prabhupada takes it further, very nice comment. Western philosophers sometimes think that the original cause of creation was a chunk that exploded. But even if we accept that, the question will be, who was the person who lit the matchstick for the explosion? Who put the trigger? The trigger is the glance of Mahavishnu. Even if we say and it's quite easy to understand, the explosion, the Big Bang, is the agitation of the modes of material nature. And by that, the whole material manifestation is manifested, is our understanding of Big Bang. But to create a Big Bang, there has to be a big person who will make that bang, isn't it? Normally, bang means a hammer, if you say like that. So somebody has to be very powerful who will make that bang. Otherwise, not possible. So that bang is done by Lord Mahavishnu. If one thinks of this chunk as the total material energy, Prabhupada is comparing that point, the Mahatattva, one can understand that the chunk was agitated by the glance of the Lord, and thus the Lord's glance is the original cause of material creation. So that is very clear. Prabhupada is putting on the explaining the point, Paurusham, Tejaha Paurusham Param and Lokapala, that he is the creator of all the activities of this whole world. Sridhar Swami has some special comments on it. He says, Amrish Maharaj is saying all these prayers that it is to Sudarshan, that it is proper for Sudarshan to protect the Brahmana, and it is not an exaggeration when I am saying that you can protect a Brahmana, because you are Tvam Tejaha Paurusham Param, because you are directly the prowess of the Supreme Lord, and that Supreme Lord who is Brahmanya, who is always protecting the Brahmanas, so you should also protect this Brahmana. This is one of the comments of Srila Sridhar Swami.
And then Srila Prabhupada has picked up from the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami that the auspicious glance of Lord Vishnu is Sudarshan in the personified form. These are the few thoughts which came to me in discussing the shlokas. Any questions and corrections? Yes, Prabhuji, mic. I had to be a little fast because I do not want to agree with you with the fire of hunger. So I want to finish by 9. Yes, Prabhuji.
Very nice.
Thank you.
You mentioned that Mahavishnu is expansion.
Yes.
So we just imagine Krishna's abilities are.
Yes.
So the more you expand, does he decrease?
No. No, but still there is difference.
Sometimes
yeah.
You might think that all of today's appearance of Radharani and Krishna, all today okay. And tomorrow, only Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Very good question.
Sometimes you might think that the Lord yes. Diminish as he further expands. That's not the.
Agreed. Very nice point Prabhuji have mentioned. The prowess of the Lord Vishnu is not less than Krishna. But in Laghu Bhagavatam it is mentioned that the mercy which is displayed by the other incarnations of Krishna is lesser than the mercy which Krishna shows. Because that's why Krishna is called is the avatari. It's like when Vishnu will kill, a person will maximum go to Brahma Jyoti. But when Krishna kills, he sends them back to Godhead. So that is a very important point that Krishna is in the form, Krishna is showing more mercy, full mercy I would say, like that. So even
he's in a different mood
also, as we hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita that Mahavishnu thinks himself a servant of Krishna. It is mentioned in the commentaries in the first canto itself that Lord Krishna is desired by Lord Mahavishnu himself. To be seen, didriksha, the word comes, didriksha, it is in third canto, that the other Vishnu forms of Krishna also want to see Krishna. I'll explain this. You know that pastime when Arjuna and Krishna go to Mahavishnu. So now, very nicely, is a nice play of words. Mahavishnu speaks as if Krishna and Arjuna are his portions. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when they were returning, Arjuna was thinking, a pan seller in Dwarka can see Krishna. So why Mahavishnu cannot see Krishna? I'm just telling exactly for, I can like remember the whole thing. It's so amazing comment. A pan seller in Dwarka can see Krishna. But why Mahavishnu, who is Brahmanya, who is very favorable to Brahmanas, who had to give so much distress to a Brahmana, how many times I think, how many children were killed, I forgot. He killed the children of a Brahmana of Dwarka so that he can see Krishna. He was so much eager to see Krishna. So he concludes with that. And he said he could have sent some of his associates, but his associates cannot enter into Dwarka and do anything wrong. So he himself has to come and actually steal the sons of a Brahmana. That means Mahavishnu also wants to see Krishna, and he can only see Krishna when Krishna wants. And that's why Krishna went along with Arjuna to Siva. It's amazing, amazing commentary. It's very difficult and still very difficult for me to understand, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita we understand. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu and he says, Chaitanya Das Mohi Chaitanya Das, Chaitanya Das Tara Siva Kira Das. That means he is a mood of servant to Lord Krishna. It's very amazing. And he himself was feeling incapable that I cannot give Braj Bhakti to anybody, unless Krishna himself, Golok Vihari Krishna himself comes. So they are same in the form of Tattva, but they are also different. So that's my understanding. Any Prabhu, senior devotees can give some comments on it. Yes, Prabhu, you can have Krishna. But it is mentioned in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that Krishna, when he comes, he gives full mercy, and other incarnations give lesser mercy. And that, yes, Prabhu.
You did an excellent job of making that clear and relevant, and how we have to look at our part in something. And we think it's so difficult, but when we do it, it's not really that difficult. I'm glad you made that point. In the West, many people obviously didn't read this story because they had to go to each one person and say to another, hey, where's the money you owe me? And the other person says, oh, I asked Jesus to forgive me. He says, you should have borrowed the money from Jesus then. So we have the point clear that if we offended someone, we don't just go to Krishna, we have to, and it's not so difficult. Mm-hmm. Thank you for
We can go to Krishna and say, my Lord, I have offended this devotee, or there is some negativity. Can you resolve it? He can also resolve in very nice ways within the heart. That's very important. That way we can pray.
If I want money, I have to give it back.
Yeah, yes. That is there. Prabhu had a question? Yes, Prabhu. If I'm grieving you by hunger, please forgive me. I mean, if you have to go for prasadam, like that. Yes, Prabhu.
You said the expansions of Krishna, but there are other philosophies also existing in this country, like Ramanuja, Sri Sampradaya, where Prabhu's Narayana is the supreme and the expansions are like that. That because Veda proposes Yeko Kave Narayana Ne Sanana Ne Brahma Sahasra Seksha Krishna.
Yes, yes. But in that shloka it is not mentioned that when before Narayan, Krishna was not there. And I will say that the shloka says from Narayan, Brahmaji came, Indra came and Shiva came, all this. I accept that. And also it would be difficult to say that Narayan came from Krishna. In the sense we are thinking, just like if you have a son, then the son came from you. Then you will think at some point of time I was there and my son was not there. But in the case of Krishna, who is the Adhar of all the Vishnu expansions, as per Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, as we understand, so, and that has been confirmed, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, it's not simply philosophy, it's there from Bhagavatam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. And after describing the Purushavataras also, then it's mentioned, what is that shloka? Shloka just, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Eta chansa kala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So that pumsa means supreme lord. That supreme lord whose avatars have been described is a purusha avatar. Krishnastu bhagavan swayam. So krishnastu so bhagavan swayam, that means his satta, his existence is not dependent on anybody's existence. And the same Brahmaji in Brahma Samhita says that dipar chirevi dashantaram abhyupet dipayate hi vivrita hetu samana dharma yastad rigeva hi vishnu taya vibhati Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Seeing it from Brahma Samhita is not disconsolate literature. I hope you accept that. So now Brahma Samhita, and Brahmaji is a perfect devotee, so he says that just like one candle is lighting all other candles, still there is one original candle. And we must understand, still all other candles are still eternal. So this is inconceivable for us that even Lord Vishnu is eternal. Not even, Lord Vishnu is eternal. And he is supreme lord also, but still Krishna is supreme. You will have to read Prabhupada's books to understand it. For this, a big topic. Some other questions or comments? Yes, please. Ask question.
Prabhu, as you were mentioning about Amrish Maharaj, when he was in the entombed, and he was inwardly feeling that this is a great person, how I can forgive him. So similarly in the Matthew Punch, we are trying to see that I forgive him and anybody offenses there. But the person, he doesn't want to forgive, he doesn't want to give money. He is very arrogant. So can he be a devotee?
Just pay to Krishna Balaramji. That is all. He can solve all the problems. Even if he is arrogant, he can say, Krishna, make him humble so he can forgive me. Do you have faith in Krishna Balaram or not? They solve all their problems. All, at least my problems. All problems are solved. All my management projects. First time I got this painting thing, I have never painted any time in my life. And I said, Krishna Balaram is your temple. You want to get painted as per your desire, some nicely, give me help. And all, some Mataji came and then some Prabhu came and they gave me all the designs and tone and tone, everything. So all my projects I support to him. It's your project, you manage. You can make me instrument. They solve all the problems. They send me all the helps. So that is how. Like I have so many desires, like everybody. And Krishna Balaramji fulfills. So try that.
Thank you.
Okay. Shall I stop here? Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Shri Amrish Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ritai Gaur Premanande.